You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Final hour of the program. Jeremy Cunn, Ed Norris here. Rob Long's off today. We'll get into the Daily Line coming up in the next segment. Tell you where to place your bets. Some big games tonight. Bowl games, NBA Cup. Some college hoops games. There's only like one big college hoops game tonight, Louisville and Tennessee. I don't necessarily have a play for that one. I've been saying this to somebody else, and you know, I'll get into it in the next segment when it comes to gambling. I don't need to sit here and pontificate. We were talking about the World Baseball Classic. I guess you could apply this to, we don't have a basketball team here per se, but if any of your guys go off and play in the Olympics, the NHL, the same thing, right? They have that thing in the middle of the season. Now, is that every so often, Ed, or like every 2 or 4 years that they have this? Or is that every year now with the NHL? Do you know?
It was what?
When they got the team. Remember all the teams were playing to get like the, you had the countries.
Oh, and yeah, the international. So, yeah.
Is that every year? Or is that like.
No, it's an Olympic year.
Okay. So I didn't know if it was just an Olympic thing because of the, there were four countries, right? Wasn't it like Canada, yeah. U.S.?
Sweden, U.S., Canada.
I thought Russia was in there.
No,
too.
It wasn't Russia.
Finland? Norway?
One of them.
One of Iceland? Greenland? Oh, sorry. Anyway, doesn't matter. But we'll have all that. But like with the World Baseball Classic, do you want your players going there and playing? It should be an honor to play for your country and all these things. And we've had some great moments. And the Orioles have definitely had some moments in there, including Adam Jones robbing Manny Machado. It's probably the shining moment. But first off, do you have an issue with Gunnar playing? And are you surprised that he would go to third?
I'm not surprised.
I think he's got a stronger arm than Witt. I think it makes more sense.
It does. I mean,
it's like when A-Rod joined the Yankees, A-Rod was a better defensive shortstop than Jeter. It's not close.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
He moved to third because he had the stronger arm,
and was the
Jeter was the captain. Yeah. He'd been there forever. So, but do you have a problem with Gunnar going?
No. No, I mean, it's just like, you know, I think it's part of the honor of being in the sport. You're acknowledging, you know, his abilities. I think it's an honor for the Orioles to have people in the World Baseball Classic. I just do. I think it's kind of cool. How do you feel about it? Like, do you have an issue? I don't. I kind of like seeing these guys play for their home countries. Even when Dean Kramer was playing for Israel, not the U.S.
Yeah.
I still like it.
I'm going to be an ass about this. I have no problem with it until my guy gets hurt. And I have a problem with it. I understood, like, when Mark Cuban had Dirk Nowitzki and Dirk was talking about going back to play for Team Germany, and he's like, I really don't want you to. Like, I don't want you getting hurt over there when I'm paying you, whatever, $20 million here.
And I understand that side of it.
Yeah. And again, this isn't something just the Orioles are going through. The newest announcements on Tuesday had Aaron Judge, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Bobby Witt, Cal Raleigh, Paul Skeens, all being involved. Along with Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Terang, Gunnar Henderson, Will Smith, That's right. He's going to get jiggy with it. He's playing baseball now. No, but I mean, it's a you've got a great team set up here. I'm not sure they're better than the Dominican team. I don't know if you've looked at their roster.
The Dominican team is incredible, always.
Let me pull this up. Yeah. But again, like, do you get into these type of games too when it's like people talk about the Olympics all the time? Do you get patriotic during that? Or is this something where you're watching it to watch your Oriole players or maybe some guys that you like from other teams play? Or
all of it. I like, yeah. I mean, like in the NHL, when I watch people like, you know, Henrik Lundqvist play for Sweden, I thought it was awesome. He wasn't playing for the U.S., but I was the Rangers goalie. He's like my favorite athlete. Like it was fun to watch these international play. The only problem is now is that you've got to do what you just did. You know, you got to weigh it. Like, yeah, I'm good with it until my guy gets hurt. Because we've seen that.
I feel bad saying that, but it's just like I don't have an issue until something goes wrong.
Right. And if you look at it, like, there's a couple of caps because, I mean, there is a local interest. There's a few caps that are probably going to play for Team Canada or at least being discussed. You know, Tom Wilson is one. Jitrin is another. I think the goalie's also being considered. There's just I think Wilson's going, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they really have a lot of interest in him because he's you know, people just think he's a goon. He's not. He's a really good player. He just happens to be a really tough guy.
As I've said, he's Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Like, if he's on your team, you love him. If 100%. He's not, you hate his
guts. He's not on my team, and I love him.
Yeah.
He just is.
You're a little different. You're weird.
Yeah. It just. but we have had evidence of this because you know, last year we had the Tkachuk brothers get injured in the Olympics, I think. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you got to be careful with that stuff.
I'll grab a call here real quick. I wanted to read you the World Baseball Classic Dominican team. So the outfield is Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Fernando Tatis. That's not bad. Jose Ramirez at third, Geraldo Perdomo at shortstop, who he had a great year last year. His teammate there, Ketel Marte at second base, Vlad Guerrero Jr. at first, Manny Machado at third base, and Jose Ramirez talk about DHing and swapping those guys out. Junior Caminero could be a DH, and then they have Yainer Diaz, the catcher from Houston. I wonder what their pitching staff's going to look like because their hitting lineup is amazing. And that's just ridiculous. But if Alcantara's pitching like he did last year, I don't know how well that's going to work out. But anyway, let's grab another caller here. Chris wants to talk about Ravens' path to the playoffs. He's in Pasadena. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Don't know if you addressed this yet. I got in the car late. I've looked at all the scenarios. It looks like if we beat New England this week and Pittsburgh loses in Detroit, the Green Bay game will mean nothing to us.
We just correct. Talked about that with Kim McCusick.
Yes,
yes,
oh, we did. Okay.
No, it's okay. You weren't in the car.
But like, you're correct. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, so I guess your opinions of would we sit our starters?
100%.
I would think I would.
Yeah. You would treat it like a Week 18 game where you knew you were in the playoffs and rest your guys. And again, if Lamar's had some sort of nagging injury, you could sit here and try to be this honorable team. I'm sending my guys out there because I want them to play like they've been playing every single week. That's great and all. Mm-mm. If Lamar's got something nagging, if Zay Flowers got something barking, guess who's sitting down? Because I need them in Week 18, not Week 17. 100%. So, yeah, it's a great point.
Thanks, guys. That's all I had for you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's something we were talking about earlier, and then Ken kind of just came in and said it. We're like, oh, well, that's where the tiebreakers come down. That's why you need these math guys like Ken.
Yes.
That you know what the percentages are. I started saying something to him, and he started doing division, and then all of a sudden he had an algorithm over there. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Ken's too smart. All right, we're going to get to the Daily Line. It's coming up next. Last night I went 2-3 in my top plays. My prop plays were really good. The other ones, not so much. We'll talk about it. I did hit one game in the NHL. I have two hockey plays tonight, four college hoops plays, a bowl game, and the NBA Cup. We'll give it all out next here on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Here they come. They rush five. There's the snap. Line drive down the middle. Backpedaling catch made at the 15. Metcalf breaks a tackle at the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Metcalf throwing bodies aside like the rag dolls to break tackles and get a 28-yard touchdown reception from Aaron Rodgers on 3rd and 12.
Kevin Harlan. He makes everything sound exciting. Yeah, that was courtesy of Westwood One. We have the Steelers winning last night. I was on the Dolphins, missed that one. I did hit 3 out of 4 prop plays that I talked about. My favorite being the Devin Achane under 17 and a half carries. I think he got 12, caught 5 or 6 passes to go along with it. Had DK Metcalf over yards. That hit, but barely. Depending on when you got that line, it could have been a little bit different later in the day. The one I missed was Calvin Austin over 1.5 receptions. He got one target and didn't catch it. And I also had, what was my other play? Why am I blanking on it now? It's kind of terrible not to even have it right in front of you. But my other prop play was, Tua over 27.5 pass attempts, which we just got there. So, yeah. So, again, 3-1 of my prop plays. What went wrong last night? Had the Celtics. They blew that game. Had the over and the Raptors Heat. Neither one of them wanted to score. This looked like an old Heat game where it was like, I think it was 108 to 102 or something. I hit the Nashville Predators. I missed on the under in Wyoming and San Diego State. So kind of like a kiss your sister night again, as I had, well, I guess not. I had nine plays and I went 4-5. So it's a losing night overall. Not exactly where you want to be. Now, what are we doing with today? Because there's a lot to kind of get into, even though it's not a great college hoop slate. Louisville's playing Tennessee. I am not making a play on this game. I think if I would bet it, I might take Louisville or I might look at the under.
Louisville. Why do people say that like they're choking themselves? That
Louisville. Maybe it's just me.
No, I hear everybody do this. Is that Louisville or Louisville? It's like Louisville. Yeah.
Well,
the Tri-Sonic natives or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
New Orleans? Nolens. No, are we going to go through all these?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's get the New Yorkers. Yeah. Yeah. Brooklyn. Bedford-Stuy. Anyway.
Do or die, Bed-Stuy.
All right, so let's talk college hoops first. Kind of a cool game that I'm interested in seeing, but I'm going to bet the under on it. Towson is at Kansas tonight, 134.5. I'm not telling you this game gets ugly from the standpoint of a blowout. It probably happens, but I always say this a lot. When you get blowout games, they more than likely go under the total, believe it or not, because the fourth quarter, period or third period, you get something like, and then all of a sudden it's just like, okay, we just want the clock to run. So you get teams that just kind of sit on that. But I like the under there. I like the over in the Arkansas game. They're playing Queens. Take me to Queens at once. Over 176.5. That's right. I think they're in North Carolina, that Queens, this college. But I was just looking at some of their past games, and I don't do this. I'm not basing this upon what they've done recently. But Queens has been losing like 100-78, 106-72. And I'm like, and that's not even playing Arkansas. That's playing like Mount St. Mary's or something. I mean, they stink, but they can score.
You stink.
So give me the over there. I like Dartmouth to win on the road. They have more Ivy League. And I think St. John's comes in and beats the crap out of DePaul. They're trading by 19.5. I like St. John's to blow out DePaul. All right. NHL, I like Chicago and Toronto to go under the 5.5. That's my favorite total of the day in the NHL. I like the Red Wings minus 130. That's an interesting game. Is that Red Wings and Islanders, I believe? Where are we at here? I just changed my page. So this is one where, how are the Islanders in your mind? Have you been watching them?
The Red Wings are pretty good this year.
And why are they such a small favorite? Is it because of the travel or like games played this week? Because they are a smaller favorite, comparatively speaking, to what they should be over a mediocre team, in my mind.
So, wait, repeat that.
Detroit's at home against the New York Islanders. They're minus 130, which is just slightly above a pick 'em, in my mind.
I mean, Islanders are chasing the Hurricanes for first.
Okay.
So, they're good.
They're good, but they're, I get what you're saying.
But so are the Red Wings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're kind of, the Red Wings were actually, let's see here. Oh, Red Wings were in for it. There's actually, it looks like, they are definitely tied for first with the Lightning.
Okay.
They're both 39 points, 18, 12, and 3 each of them.
They have Lightning got hot?
Identical record, yeah. Lightning got hot. Red Wings are hot. The Red Wings are very good. And this is, if you remember, I've been talking to them for years. They had the Lightning's old GM who built that, kind of mini dynasty where they went to 3 straight Stanley Cups, won 2 of them. Iserman. He went to the Red Wings and started doing the same thing. And now they're good.
What year did you get your Red Wings? All right, so...
9th grade, 12th grade.
Oh, my God. Ew, grody. Anyway, all right. Let's go to college football. It's the bowl game that everybody's been talking about. Everybody wants to see Troy and Jacksonville State, right?
Is
that?
Oh yeah.
Did I miss that?
It's my annual thing. I actually set my calendar to that.
Troy, a 1.5-point favorite. This game is played in Alabama. Correct me if I'm wrong. Troy is near or in Alabama, right? The university. Yeah. So. I don't want to call it a home game for them, but I do think it's a bit of an advantage for Troy in this spot. Jacksonville State, it's not a lot of travel for them. I do think Troy's the better team, so I'm going to take Troy. Honestly, I'd take them on the money line. I'm seeing some 1.5s out there. I'd rather just take them minus the 115 to 118 and not risk the stupid ass, you lost by a point, or you won by a point and you didn't cover, that type of thing. And I say this to everyone that is willing to listen to me about the NBA. We have the NBA Cup tonight. I'm 5-1 in the last 6 NBA Cup games. The only one I got wrong was the under in the Magic or Magic and Knicks game because they just went off. I think they scored like 80 points in the first quarter. So it was just like, that's not going to work out for me. But that was my one loss. I've caught everything else, including the Spurs getting to this point. This is one where if you asked me to pick the side, I would tell you to take the Spurs. But if you've heard me talk about championship games and what typically happens in them, you see the totals come down. You see the game slow down. And the Knicks have been playing fast and scoring a ton. Wemby kind of changes everything because now you can't attack the basket as much. And it was funny because I was listening to the overnight guy saying that he would take Wemby's over rebounds, which in any given night I think is okay because he's that dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at this game, I'm going, well, isn't Wemby going to be on Cat? Where's Cat going to be on offense? Out near the three-point line. They want to take his ass out. So they're hoping Wemby is on Cat. They might try to put Wemby on someone else, but it's more than likely that the Knicks go 5 out and force Wemby to come out and guard somebody. Not that I'm not saying that it's you don't want Wemby guarding somebody on the perimeter, but you don't want to take him away from the basket for how he alters shots.
Mm-hmm.
You give an open lane and all of a sudden things are going to change. But I've watched Wemby on a 3-on-1 make players miss. These are NBA players. 3-on-1 and they miss a shot.
Yeah.
Pass. Oh, here's a block or here's an altered shot. So, yeah, I think this game is going to be played a little bit slower. I'm seeing 232.5 out there now. I like the under. The under would be my favorite play out of all these. Just to recap, I like the under in the Knicks-Spurs game. I like Troy. I like Towson, Kansas to go under. Queens and Arkansas over the total. And Chicago-Toronto under 5.5. Just to recap, if anybody's playing like FanDuel or DraftKings tonight and you're doing what they call the showdown slate, it means they have one game. You pick a captain. He's either 1.5 or 2 times whatever he gets. Mm-hmm. So like you get 2 times the amount. He scores 40 fantasy points. You get 80. But there's a salary cap, so you have to juggle on who you're putting in that MVP spot to get the best players in. What I've been telling people to do, and this is what I've done, and it's been cashing in tournaments. You play Josh Hart, you play Ananobi mm-hmm. in that captain spot. You fill out, you can grab Wemby or De'Aaron Fox or whoever you want, and then you fill out the rest with Knicks. Because what do we know about the Knicks? We know who's going to play all the minutes.
All of them.
The one cheap Knick that you can get is Mitchell Robinson, and mm-hmm. I would play him because it allows you to play Wemby and then, again, get the other studs.
Right.
I think a team I put together, and you're not supposed to do this, has some sort of combination of Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Ananobi to go along with Mitchell Robinson and Wemby. Like, I have combinations of that, but you have to finagle it in who you're putting in your captain spot. And why do I like OG Ananobi in the captain spot? Because he just fills up the stats. Every once in a while, he'll drop you a 25-30 spot, mm-hmm. but more times than not, you're watching him get steals and blocks. And if you're playing on FanDuel, they're worth way more than they are on DraftKings. So, like, that stuff adds up. I'm going to ride it again tonight. I'm going to go back to it and see what happens. OG Ananobi in my captain spot and then filling out with mostly Knicks. And it's not me telling you I think the Knicks are going to dominate the game.
But you do, don't you?
I mean, if you force me to pick tonight, I think I'd take the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Just because I feel like this is more important to them than it is the Knicks. Maybe I'm just misreading that. Like, it's a 2.5-point spread. The one thing about the Knicks is they've been amazing at home this year and not great on the road, per se. This is a road game, but it's a road game for both teams as they're playing in Vegas. So,
yeah.
I'm going to try to stay up and watch all this. I'm supposed to be off tomorrow and Thursday. I got comp days, Ed. Comp days. I got to use them. You know, that's never really made sense. Joe, are you rolling your eyes? You son of a... Anyway, that's never really made sense about the comp day stuff. Like, you get it, and then all of a sudden they're like, you got to use it by the end of the year. Well, why wouldn't I just take in the holiday?
Right.
When everybody was
off. Then you can't do it during the book or football season. Or right.
So, yeah. So
it's so close to opening day for the Orioles.
That's what's happening with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got more. I want to get into some more baseball talk. I want to hear some fans. We've talked a ton of Ravens today. Want to go over some of the other free agents that are out there, what I'm hearing about them. If you want to call in, 410-583-1057. Talking some birds right here on The Fan. Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Talking some Orioles here. If you want to call in, 410-583-1057. Who do you want to see them go after next? They're not done. They're in on a bunch of different pitchers. The names that keep popping up from a free agent standpoint is Mike King, Framber Valdez, and, of course, Ranger Suarez. The one thing I would say is, I just hit my mic. You don't want to be what the Orioles were last year, right? You don't want to be the last team looking at it going, okay, do we overpay, like vastly overpay for the last guy? Or do we just find the cheaper option and not go this route? And I don't think anybody wants to hear the cheaper option. That's why I think the Orioles might be the first one to sign that starting pitcher and then the other dominoes fall. Because fans are beating up the Red Sox after not getting Pete Alonso. Fans are beating up the Yankees for all the things that they'd let happen here, whether or not they fully expect that Bellinger might come back. But we're going to play this weight game to find out what the roster is going to look like. And that's why I thought it was hilarious when Blue Jay fans were going, the Orioles have the third best lineup in this division. Because you guys scored more runs than everybody last year, that means your lineup this year, we don't know if Bo Bichette's coming back. You don't know when George Springer's going to get hurt. He played healthy most of this year. That cat gets hurt every year. Vlad had an amazing season. But when you look at the Yankees and Red Sox lineup, they're winning. The Red Sox may trade Jaron Duren. They're talking about it now. It's not going to be within this division. He'll probably go to a National League team. But they're going to end up moving him at some point. And then you look at the Yankees team losing Bellinger. I mean, when Aaron Judge wasn't there, do you remember what their offense looked like? Remember when he got hurt and Everybody's like, what the hell's going on with the Yankees? They can't
absolutely.
You're relying on Cody Bellinger becomes your best hitter. Yeah. Stanton's there and we don't
Stanton's
know.
Stanton's always hurt though.
Yeah. And so again, like it's very unreliable. They they kicked the pile of the scrap heap out there, and they grabbed a Paul Goldschmidt last year to kind of help fill out this void. I'm not buying into their lineups 1 through 9. If you want to tell me they got the best hitter in the division, I'm listening to you, because Aaron Judge is otherworldly. But
what's the best hitter in baseball, basically? Yeah. I mean,
who hits for power and average like that?
340 or whatever.
Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge are just absurd. So I think realistically you're in on those guys, but do you agree with me that the writing is on the wall? Like, they have to do something with Kobe Mayo? There's not a spot for him at the major league level. That guy's proven everything he has to prove in the minors. And I know you have the option of sending him back to the minors if you don't get the trade you like. So it's not like you're forced to trade him. But I think it makes sense now. He was a guy I didn't want to see get traded, but I can't knock signing Pete Alonso to say, hey, let's see what Kobe Mayo does.
100% no.
Yeah. So
I mean, this is
here we are. What do you want to see?
People will do that, but I mean, it's just, this is like, again, the talk about prospects. Kobe Mayo still, he's you know, looks like he's going to be a good major leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
But we already
say Liga?
I did say Liga. Yeah, I know.
Liga.
But I mean, with Alonso, you've got one of the best hitters in baseball, one of the best power hitters in baseball. That's a fact. Every year. Every single year.
Yeah. And by the way, the Blue Jays are in on Kyle Tucker and Bo Bichette. And clearly, you get one of those guys, yeah. Especially Kyle Tucker. It's a predominantly right-handed lineup. Get it? They're the exact opposite of the Orioles, although they didn't struggle against left-handed, or conversely, right-handed pitching mm-hmm. the way the Orioles struggled against lefties. So that's why I thought it was paramount getting two right-handed bats to come in here. I wanted one, and that one was Pete Alonso, but the fact you also got Ward, it's even better.
The fact that, look at this way. Every game, with the thing about Alonso keeping his promises, promised the international market, built up the farm system, all these things happened, signing big free agents. They're doing all of this now.
Yeah.
All of it. So, I mean, to me, it just goes to show you, like, this is a different day here, and I don't know why people just aren't embracing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, I think things are vastly different here the way that they are now with ownership. And ownership keeps telling you, hey, we never heard that from old ownership, that, hey, we don't have financial restraints. You would see it. You would see the financial restraints when they wouldn't even offer contracts to anyone. Or my favorite one from the old regime was when Carlos Delgado became a free agent. And I think it was it the Mets? No, the Blue Jays, right? The Mets or Blue Jays, one of the teams. They offered him 4 years, $40 million. The Orioles had offered 3 years at $30 million. So when he came back to mm-hmm. the Orioles with the 4 years, $40 million, they countered again with 3 years, $30 million. The same offer they gave him before.
And that's the counter offer.
Yeah. So again, like, it was a joke. They wanted you to think that they were in on players. They wanted to be involved. And it's like, what was it? Pirates fans, when they posted, Pirates fan posted, hey, we offered a contract to a big name player. They were happy about that. That was kind of us, what, 10 years ago, yeah. 20 years ago, whatever.
Anything. Could you grasp it? Now it's like their expectations are different. Although I still did see, I mean, you've all heard it.
What?
The people complaining when they pick up Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Well, you needed a pitcher. Yeah. You're going to get a pitcher. Like, just, they're not mutually exclusive. And you need a right-hand power bat, too.
Yeah. And again, like, so looking at the guys that were available, too, and we've seen some of the ones that signed. Framber Valdez still out there. Cody Bellinger, Alex Bregman. Tatsuya Imai is the guy from the Cebu Lions that everybody was talking about. Again, I would rather get one of these other guys that's proven than go and kick the tires on an import.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, again, yeah. it's the fact of what you're facing. He could come in and be amazing, but they're talking about him getting a 6-year, $135 million deal, and then you also have to pay his posting fee, which, if you don't, you pay the posting fee and you don't get him, you still pay it, right? Like, that's what the team gets. Dylan Cease, overpaid in Toronto. We'll see what he looks like. I think he's a good pitcher, but I worry about the back end of that. And then it's Ranger Suarez, who's 30. They're saying he's going to get 4 years, $92 million. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what free agency actually looks like and some of these other guys. Because I think once the first domino falls, everything else falls in line. Mm. Like, Kyle Schwarber signing set the Pete Alonso thing. Kyle Tucker's going to wait because he's going to get paid more than all those guys.
Yeah, and now that, you know, the Pete Alonso signing now sets oral trades in motion, mm-hmm. I think. For first base.
Well, I think we said all along, like, depending on if they got Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso, if they got Tucker, you're probably moving a Dylan Beavers, mm-hmm. a Colton Cowles, or somebody in the outfield. you get Pete Alonso, who posts almost every single day. There's not a spot, even in a small role, for Kobe Mayo here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mountcastle and Mayo might be on the outside looking in. If anything, I think they can't keep Mountcastle and play him sparingly when they need him. Maybe that's just against the Blue Jays because he's their dad.
He murders the Blue Jays, yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's another ordeal here looking at the free agency and what happens, but they're going to have to make a trade, and I think you're going to see a flurry of it once we see the top dominoes drop. The first pitcher that signs out of this group, I think we see, and it might be Framber Valdez. They said Valdez was going to sign at the end of last week, and it didn't happen. And I don't know what team
that was.
You still
feel optimistic about that?
About Valdez?
Yeah.
I think they're in on all of them, mm-hmm. but I think it's like in a fantasy league, you need a kicker, right? So you put a waiver wire on three kickers because your kicker's on bye. Do you care which one you get? No, but you want to make sure you get one.
Yeah.
So if you get the first one, great. If you get the second, I think they're all solid when you look at these pitchers. And notice I'm not throwing Zach Gallen in the mix, although I like him, but I think his star is starting to fade a little bit. And that he eventually is going to have to reinvent himself. The fact that Framber Valdez learned how to throw a cutter, it just adds to it. Mike King has been dominant, granted in a pitcher's ballpark, but I think he's looked really good. And Ranger Suarez has decent postseason numbers. And he's got great regular season
numbers.
You like
him the best anyway, don't you, Suarez?
I think because of his track record in the postseason, yeah. Mm. But I would have no problem with Mike King or anybody else. So we got a caller here. Let's get this in before we step out. Ryan's in Delaware. Ryan, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
Morning.
So just want to talk a few things about the Framber Valdez potential signing. Is it right for the casual fan to be a little concerned about the incident with him and his catcher? I know that I've really never heard much more other than that about him. But I don't really know much about him other than, you know, starting pitcher for the Astros and that whole catcher incident.
Yeah,
So
here's what I would say, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Like, when you're looking at the catcher incident, Framber made comments about it. He said they were crossed up. It wasn't intentional. They resolved it. He actually put a statement out at the end of the season. I've watched that thing 10 times. He threw it at him on purpose. Like, he can say whatever he wants to say. And even with that being said, it's still not derailing me from signing him. I don't think this is the first incident I've seen. There may mm-hmm. be some more other stuff behind the scenes that we're not privy to, but
yeah. It's
the first incident I've seen with him. And if I'm going to judge a guy on the worst thing he's done on the mound is hit his catcher in the chest. He swears he didn't do it. I am telling you, he purposely did that, no matter what he says. But yeah, again, if you're looking at those guys and you think you want to get somebody else, whether it's Ranger Suarez, again, I think the Orioles are trading for a starting pitcher, and I think they're signing one. That's what I think happens.
So, I'd like to see us get a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Like right quick.
Well, hopefully.
I mean, they move. You know what, though? It's not fair. They moved really quickly this year. They were one of the first teams to make any noise.
Again, offered the largest contract to Kyle Schwarber, offered the largest contract to Pete Alonso. The only difference of Kyle Schwarber not being here is because he took it back to the Phillies, and the Phillies gave him exactly what he wanted. So that's that. All right, we've got to get to the encore, what we learned. Got some jokes for you, some other stuff coming up as well, right here on 105.7.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm the fan. The other thing I do is I just say, well, I'll just go F myself. And that's what happened with Joe earlier today when I was asked. I saw that Pete Alonso's walk-up music was Layla. And I said, Joe, did you know that? He goes, that's why I played it last week. And I went, well, I'll just go F myself then. It was so true. It was so matter of fact. I played it last week for that. Because, like, I got to be honest, and I don't even know if Joe's in there listening.
It's like you two rehearsed it. It was hilarious. Yeah. The timing was perfect.
But
yeah, that's why I played it last week. Yeah. Oh, just go F myself. All right.
So the one thing with me is most of the time when I'm sharing stories or something that I found, because I'm on social media so much, I'm usually sharing it for the first time to people. So when it's just like, yeah, man, everybody knew about that.
Well, you screwed up twice today.
Who?
You.
Me? Oh, yeah. What was the other one? What was the other one? Joe, do you remember the other one when you came in studio? What did I say to you? And you're like, yeah, I already knew that.
Captain America. Two Captain Americas.
Yeah, stupid. Everybody knows that. He doesn't say it that way, but doesn't it feel like that's
what
he said?
Oh, it's much worse the way he says it, because it's just matter of fact. It's just
yeah, everybody knows that.
He doesn't understand why it's funny. Because look at him.
I mean, you could easily follow it up with surprise you didn't know that, stupid, and it would still have the same effect.
Oh,
this is great. But yeah, so Steve Rogers is coming back. I guess we couldn't handle the Black Captain America, so they go back to the other one. Everything's switching up. Robert Downey Jr. is playing a bad guy.
Female Silver Surfer.
So it's the world we
There's
live
always
in.
Been a female Silver Surfer.
Well, I'll just go F myself then.
That's so good. That's the encore. Ed, it's so matter of fact.
I'm busy effing myself right now. Encore brought to you today and every day by the Lion's Den. Listen, we talk a lot of sports on this show. Lion's Den is a great place because they have way more than just balls. Get in there. Go get some of the equipment you need for the most important game you're going to play. Hmm. Right?
Yes.
You want to change like, oh, no, into, oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, I did that for Joe.
Jeremy, I need to let you know that line isn't from Superbad.
What line?
It's Jonah Hill says, oh, I'll just go F myself then when it's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You're right. Thank you. Again,
you screwed up.
I had to look it up because I thought it was from there, too. I was trying to pull the clip. He says it so fast, but it's when he's trying to take away the plate of cake
from Peter. I thought he said
you
it to one
Derek
of the girls.
The Dominoes either, see?
Yeah. I didn't know a lot of stuff. I do know this. Joe, Ed, were you at the mall in Columbia?
I go to Mont Columbia all the time. Why?
Because the Baltimore Banner had a headline, and thanks to Chris for sending this in. Man charged with stealing designer shoes right off women's feet outside the Mont Columbia. I know you like fashion. How much do you like it?
I did see the story. So robbing people of the shoes. Yeah. And the shoes they bought, apparently.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I'm getting a lot of strays. The guy who had me with Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell happened, Ed Norris? Now I'm stealing women's shoes.
I'm just glad it's not me. I catch enough of them. I probably give myself enough strays. All right, time to get to what we learned.
I take in strays.
You do. All right, Ed, what'd you learn?
Well, I learned a couple of things today. I learned, you know, Joe has the best driest delivery ever as far as making you feel like an idiot. And, you know, you were the target of it several times today, me once. I also found the Four Nations hockey series that we talked about. We were kind of U.S., Canada, Sweden. 14 was Finland that we could remember. And I think basically, I didn't know that the Week 17 game didn't matter.
Yeah.
If we win and the Steelers lose something. That's another one I did not know. That if things go right this weekend, Week 17, the Ravens can actually sit their starters because it doesn't matter.
That would work out
great.
All
that will matter is Week 18.
Yeah, what about Ken telling us the story about the the team that lost on purpose with the punt?
It was the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, talking about like they knew if they lost that game, their next week's game wouldn't matter. The last one would. Mm-hmm. And then it would eliminate one of the other teams from the postseason.
It was pretty cool.
They lost because of tiebreakers. Seems a little shady, but it is what it is. All right, let's go to some jokes here. My inflatable house got a puncture yesterday. Now I'm living in a flat. Sorry, Joe. I was at my boss's funeral, kneeling and whispering at the coffin, "Who's thinking outside the box now, Gary?"
Oh.
I'm so close to becoming a billionaire. Ed, you are too. We've got all the zeros. We just need the one.
Yes.
The doctor said that I wouldn't have any kids after my vasectomy, but when I got home, they were still there. This one's too. What is a dyslexic zombie's favorite food? Brian's. That would make me laugh. SCUBA is an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. TUBA is an acronym for terrible underwater breathing apparatus. This one says, please use William Shatner in a sentence. Becky took William's toy, so William Shatner lunch pail. While working as a prison guard, I once caught a woman trying to smuggle over 5 pounds of weed in her oversized bra. It was the biggest bust our department had ever seen. What do you call a herd of sheep falling down a hill? That's a landslide. I'm so good at driving, I can get to 3 different places without ever touching the steering wheel. That would be the hospital, the jail, and the cemetery.
There you go.
Hey. The other day, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me. Oldie but a goodie. My wife went mad at the neighbor because she sunbathed nude outside. Personally, I'm on the fence. Some of these are just so bad. What do you get when you put a vest on an alligator? Investigator.
He's just shaking his head now. I can see Joe.
What do you call karate for people with one arm? That's partial arts. Hey, all right. Hopefully Rob's back tomorrow. Vinny and Haney's up next.
I think Haney's alone today.
Oh, Haney's up next. Stay tuned, guys, right here on 105.7 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.